Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. We hope you're having a happy Thanksgiving and enjoying some time with the family, or maybe just having a day off. Today's episode of All of It is devoted to music, some of our favorite performances from bands and artists who have visited our studio. When a lot of things don't make sense these days, you know what does? Bruce Hornsby at a piano. The accomplished Grammy Award winner has fronted his own band, been a member of the Grateful Dead, collaborated with myriad artists from bluegrass musician Ricky Skaggs to Bonnie Raitt. He's also produced a lot of artists from various worlds and was instrumental in the comeback of fellow pianist Leon Russell. And he is one of Spike Lee's go-to artists for film scores. It all started for Bruce Hornsby back in the 80s with a breakthrough hit, The Way It Is. Hornsby has spent his career experimenting with genres, and his most recent album, Absolute Zero, is no exception. It features a new wave of indie artists, including Justin Vernon, chamber ensemble Y Music, and the British trio The Staves. Here's the first single from the album, performed with Y Music. The song's called Voyager 1.
The twisted turns we take in life, the epiphanies they bring, an impromptu gift from my dear wife, your rocket ship keep me. Let's break out of our orbits, feel gravity's effect. Let's leave our little planets.
And Bruce Hornsby is sitting in front of a piano in front of me. Hi, Bruce.
How's it going?
It's going great. That had like a little Steely Dan vibe.
Could be. I'd call it chamber funk.
Chamber funk.
It's got this great chamber music group, Y Music, right from mm-hmm. here in New York, and a Stevie Wonder groove. And that's so put those together, and you have that song, Voyager 1. But, you know, I remember you, Allison, from the old days.
I know.
MTV days. We made some of the worst videos ever made in that era. Cures for Insomnia, most all of them. We were just it was just a big joke for us. It was just an excuse to put our friends on MTV. And so.
That's what it was back then. We all did. We just put our friends on MTV.
Our stuff was pretty terrible then. But anyways, I'm glad. Now we just make lyric videos where I don't have to appear in them. And that's probably a really good thing that I'm not in them anymore.
But if you go all the way back, I think I was a college programmer in 86 at
BRU.
Yeah,
I'm talking about 88, though. No, I'm talking about 88 with MTV
then.
Yeah.
But I thought it was always interesting with The Way It Is because it's the civil rights song with two piano solos like during the Reagan 80s, which was just sort of an interesting juxtaposition. Why do you think it was so popular at that time?
Well, everyone thought it was a B-side, and this is not an atypical story. There's stories abound of songs that were originally the flip side that ended up being, you know, the one, quote mm-hmm. unquote. So it's easy in hindsight to conjecture why it worked. I don't know. I thought it was a sound that went down easy with the piano, and I really think people respond first to a sound that engages them. And so I think there was the sound of the record that was different. There was not much piano on the radio then. Even Elton and Billy Joel weren't playing a lot of piano. They're playing electric pianos at that time, keyboards. So maybe it was fresh, but this is all just stuff that I'm saying. It's just guesswork. You know, who knows? It broke in England, BBC Radio 1, then throughout Europe, and then throughout the rest of the world, and then last in the U.S.
Do you still play it? Or do when you play it, do you mix it up?
Yes, of course we play it, yes. We don't play it like the record. So sometimes we play it like the record, but sometimes we don't. I have three or four different versions of it that we play just to keep it fresh. And it is fresh. It remains fresh.
Can you play one of them for me real quickly, like 15 seconds?
Sure. This is the way I do it when I play solo piano.
They can't buy a job. Well, the man in the silk suit hurries by and catches the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun, he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's the
that's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe them, believe them.
Oh, I like that version.
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah, it's a pretty one.
A little extra something to it, extra soul or something to it. So.
My guest is Bruce Hornsby. He has a new album out called Absolute Zero. Where did the name come from?
I had the name Absolute Zero as a title in my head for a while, just looking for a way into it lyrically, into writing a song with this title. Then the great writer Don DeLillo wrote a book about 2013-14 called Zero K. It's about cryogenics. Mm. And so that led me into it. I had some ideas that I use of my own already. I used a sort of a potpourri, a combination of what I already had and continued to work on, and some inspiration from this book, this DeLillo book. So hence the name, hence the first song I recorded using Spike Lee cues. You mentioned Spike as someone I've been working with for so long, 27 years. And so, right, that's where it came from. Zero K, it's absolute zero, where all movement stops, all molecular atomic movement stops.
There is sort of Voyager, absolute zero. There's sort of
a science-y, spacey
that's right. theme going on.
Fractals, echolocation.
Yeah.
You look at the titles and go, oh, what is this sort of Bill Nye record?
Were you in a specific kind of head as you were writing all these songs?
It's all about the music, the fiction that I read, the books I read, not just fiction, science books, books about ornithology, whatever. I'm interested in physics. So it's all kind of in there. It's just what inspires me. And when I'm like lots of readers, when I've come across a passage that moves me intensely, I think, what an amazing description about a garbage can, something so ordinary, and I'll mark it and dog-ear the page. And lots of times I'll go back and transcribe these. I'm still a pen and paper guy, so I have a notebook. I transcribe these passages and ruminate on them and come up with my own way of saying a similar thing. And so that's where these come from.
Is there something you accomplished on this release that you always really wanted to?
Well, I definitely accomplished something that I'd never done before, okay? Just a process of writing, because most of this record is written based on Spike Lee film cues. I've been working for him, like I mentioned, since 1992. We've been working together. 95, Chaka Khan and I wrote a song for his, he asked me for an end title song for his great movie Clockers. So Chaka and I were working on something at the time, and so we wrote this song, Love Me Still. It goes, maybe you've heard it. That's the intro. Every time I play on Jimmy Fallon with the Roots guys always say, hey, can we play Love Me Still? They're big fans of the song, for instance. So we play a different version, which I love, kind of a shuffle soul version. So I kept doing this here and there for him for several years. But about 2008, he asked me to score a film for him. He was making an ESPN documentary about Kobe Bryant called Kobe Doing Work. And I think this was a bit of an audition for me. here you do this, and let me see how you do.
Hey, guy behind the piano, what you got?
and so I did this, and he liked it. He's kept asking me. So the last 11 years, I've scored 6 or 7 of his pictures and done incidental music for other films as well. So in that time, I've written over 230 pieces of music, different pieces of music, called in film parlance, cues, a film cue, anywhere from 1 minute long to 4 or 5 minutes long. Now and then, some of the cues I write sound like songs to me. And so I always wanted to, I picked about a year and a half ago, I picked 14 of these 230-some cues and made a file of them and started trying to take this lyric information that I had gathered through the years from these different books that I've read, and I'll illustrate specifically in a minute when I play one of the songs, inspired by a David Foster Wallace novel called The Pale King, for instance. So I had this process where I was going to try to intangibly, in a very spacey, amorphous way, try to marry this lyrical idea, try to turn an instrumental into a song. And so the first song that I did this with was a cue called A Minor Song from season one of She's Gotta Have It, Spike Lee Netflix series. We just did season two, coming out in the next few months, also on Netflix. So I wrote from the DeLillo thing and my own ideas to this cue, and it was giving me chills the whole time I was working on it, and I thought, this is something special. So that was a completely different way of working that ended up yielding a completely different kind of song.
Well, let's hear something from the new album, Absolute Zero. What are we going to hear?
Okay, we'll hear a song that's a duet with my new friend Justin Vernon, the great great singer and writer and record maker, sort of all-around amazing musical entity whose band is Bon Iver. It's called Cast Off.
This is Bruce Hornsby.
Guess it's terrible, but it don't feel so bad. I abide, and I may hold a key to being gratefully glad. Wishing on my way down, smiling my face in my waiting all the time. You wanna hit a replace? Here's my back for stabbing. I'll be your cast off, be your discarded toy. I'll be your cast off, be your maybe sometime choice. A self-loathing never felt so good, so it should. I'll be your cast off, be your discarded toy, be your rejection foil. I won't weigh it up, I won't weigh it down, I won't crave it up, I will stand down. I won't taint it up, I will stand down. Where do you cast me off? I'll be your cast off, be your discarded toy. I'll be your cast off, be your maybe sometime choice, be your rejection foil. I kinda ain't it, but I embrace it. I can be okay, I'll take what I can get and like it, and like it well. I'll be your cast off, be your discarded one, discarded toy.
scar that you tore. Place is my back for stabbing. Discarded toy, oh, be rejection for, rejection for,
That was Bruce Hornsby from his most recent album, Absolute Zero. Coming up next on All of It, music by singer-songwriter Ingrid Michaelson. Stay with us. You're listening to All of It on WNYC.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.